Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
We get you set for the NFL draft coming up at the end of the month. And now joining us is the former quarterback at Texas A&M for the Aggies, and that's Kellen Mond here with us on the Zach Gelb Show. Kellen, appreciate the time. How you been?
I'm doing great. I appreciate you having me on the show.
No problem. We really do appreciate you coming on. Is that bizarre to you when you look back at it now and you hear someone say former Texas A&M quarterback, how quickly that time did fly by?
Yeah, I mean, it's honestly crazy. And, you know, I was back at A&M for my pro day and just going to practices and all that. And, you know, just being able to kind of sit back and just watch and, you know, just really not having to be in front of Jimbo and just really being a coach on the side instead of a player. And then, you know, you hear on the radio and everywhere around, you know, former Texas A&M quarterback. But, you know, I spent an amazing 4 years there and truly blessed.
How do you look back at the season that you guys just went through? I know there was some college football playoff conversation and you guys didn't get in, but when you reflect on the season, how do you evaluate what you guys were able to do?
I think it was really tremendous. And, you know, to look back and really understand what, you know, Coach Fisher, the coaches, and, you know, what the players have been building. Obviously, you know, certain types of adversity, you know, my first couple of years, but this past year, to really be able to bounce back from my junior year, you know, me individually, but, you know, everyone as players, you know, from a mental standpoint, from a physical standpoint, and, you know, really just put on a show in front of the whole country and end up number four in the country. It was amazing, but it truly showed that all the work that we put in, and, you know, it was definitely an amazing feeling after that Orange Bowl win.
What was your favorite moment from this year? Was it the Orange Bowl win, or was it the game against Florida? What was the favorite moment?
I mean, I have a tie. The Orange Bowl win, I think, was amazing for me. Just understanding, you know, what I've been through at A&M, all the work that I put in, you know, knowing that I was, you know, going to take the next step and enter the NFL, and just know I have a, you know, a huge, you know, huge weight off my shoulders. But, you know, I think the Florida win was another one that was just, you know, truly tremendous, and, you know, that kind of put us on the map and, you know, really gave, you know, myself, but this team a lot more confidence than what we had. And so, you know, both of those are truly tremendous wins for us.
If you could go back, as Kellen Mond is here with us, and talk to yourself entering Texas A&M, what would you say to yourself? What would be the advice that you would give, like, any freshman?
I think one of the biggest things is, you know, being able to take the mental approach to the game, and, you know, really just one with recovery and, you know, how you approach football as, you know, a businessman. And, you know, one of those guys who actually was like that was Christian Kirk. And, you know, me being a freshman there, you know, I really couldn't fully grasp exactly, you know, the way he was, you know, approaching the game. But, you know, now me being, you know, a senior and, you know, back on this end, I mean, really just being able to take care of your body, take care of your mental health, and, you know, just really, you know, just approach the game of football like a businessman, like a professional. And, you know, I feel like that's what I did my senior year. And, you know, that's what I'm able to carry to the next level.
What was the biggest adjustment to a coaching change at A&M?
I think just realizing the different personalities that I was dealing with. You know, one with Coach Sumlin, you know, more of a laid back guy. But, you know, Coach Fisher, who is, you know, the real hands on, especially with quarterbacks, and, you know, he could definitely get in your face and yell. But, you know, I think both guys, just being able to push, you know, their players really hard. But, you know, what Coach Fisher has done with the program and, you know, understanding where we started at my sophomore year, going to my junior year, and, you know, get this program and culture to number four in the country, I think it's just a true testament of, you know, the work that him, the coaches have put in, but also the players and everyone else in the building.
How far away do you think Texas A&M is, Kellen Mond, from winning a national championship?
I mean, I think they're really close. And, you know, I think this past year was a huge year to, one, kind of boost our confidence in, you know, really amazing ways. And, you know, I feel like a lot of people, And a lot of, you know, like I said, people around the country, they don't really give Texas A&M, you know, their respects. But, you know, for a person like me who thought we should have been in the playoffs and, you know, maybe had an opportunity to one play in the semifinals or even, you know, play in the national championship, you know, I think that they're very close. And, you know what I was able to do, what other seniors were able to do, and the coaches for establishing a certain culture. You know, I think that Texas A&M is very close and they're on the right path.
What type of game would it have been if you got to go up against Alabama? We saw what happened early in the season when you guys lost 52-24. What type of game would that have been the second time around?
You know, I think it would have been a little bit better game. And I only say that because, you know, one, Jalen Waddle, you know, obviously wouldn't have been as healthy. You know, obviously a phenomenal player. A guy who I've known since, you know, both of our high school days. So, you know, him, you know, playing healthy, you know, week two against us, but obviously him getting hurt, so he wouldn't have been as healthy. But also just us being able to make certain adjustments and understand what we can learn from our mistakes, you know, still getting comfortable. You know, at the time we didn't have, you know, Jamon Osmond was hurt, Cam Buckley towards ACL, Hezekiah Jones, Caleb Chapman were all hurt, so. You know, I think just really started to build more of our identity, you know, after that Florida game and even going on. So I think it would have been different, but obviously both teams who are, you know, coached very well and obviously who's going to be able to make the most changes.
You had just under 10,000 passing yards in college. You had 71 touchdowns, 27 picks. You also added in 22 rushing scores. If someone has never seen you play and you have to sell me on Kelamon as a quarterback, describe me your game.
You know, I think the best thing that I would say is, you know, I'm a pocket threat quarterback. And, you know, I think at times, you know, the word dual threat kind of gets skewed in as, you know, more of a running style quarterback. But also, you know, pocket threat means, you know, you can't really run. So I think I'm a combination of both. And, you know, just being able to be a threat from the pocket in the way that I throw, but also, you know, being a huge threat in the run game. And, you know, I think I was, I'm not sure if it was the SEC or the whole entire country, but, you know, top five in explosive runs. So I think it was a true testament to, one, what my running ability was able to do, but also, you know, push the ball down the field. And, you know, those results showed on my third down efficiency. So, you know, I would definitely describe my game as a pocket threat quarterback.
What do you have to work on the most?
You know, I think still one of the biggest things is continue to work on my feet. And, you know, I would probably say that was my biggest weakness this year, and just really the pace on my feet and really just being able to move my feet a lot faster. I think I do a great job of processing information, you know, from, you know, that's on the upper half. But if I can make my lower half match, you know, what my mind is doing, I think I can play even faster. And, you know, that's what's going to take in the NFL.
I read a lot of mock drafts, and everyone's saying there's going to be five quarterbacks that go in the first round: Trevor Lawrence, Justin Fields, Zach Wilson, Mac Jones, and Trey Lance. Do you feel as if you should be in that conversation? You should be in that first round conversation, in your opinion?
I 100% think so. And, you know, I think my resume speaks for itself. You know, one, you know, having 40 plus starts in the best conference, you know, the closest thing to the NFL. And, you know, really just showing my growth this past year, a 9-1 record, you know, breaking many records at Texas A&M. Then after the season, after an Orange Bowl win, going and winning the most valuable player at the Senior Bowl, and then having a phenomenal pro day. And, you know, I think, you know, from the feedback and, you know, the reviews that I got since, you know, the season has been over, I think a lot of people have been really shocked in, you know, what they've seen me do in person, but also, you know, going back and watching the film. So, you know, I tell a lot of people, you know, I wouldn't be surprised. So, but I'm definitely excited for the opportunity and, you know, what's going to, you know, bring forth, you know, April 29th in the draft.
Do you don't feel disrespected in this process?
You know, I don't feel disrespected. I think that everything is going to work out exactly, you know, how it's supposed to. I think that's exactly what happened at Texas A&M. Sometimes people's, you know, process takes a little bit longer than others. And, you know, I just continue to grind. I understood, you know, what certain things that I needed to get better at. And I understood, you know where I needed to grow in my leadership skills and, you know, my physical ability and my mental ability. And, you know, I was able to do that and, you know, become self-aware of those things and those traits my senior year, and, you know, just continue to grow. And so I'm looking forward to taking those, you know, traits, characteristics to the next level. And you know, I'm definitely going to be excited. And, you know, whatever team drafts me is going to get a hell of a player.
Kellen Mond here with us. When we look back at your roots, how'd you fall in love with the game of football, and when did you know that, hey, I wanted to be a quarterback for a living?
Well, I mean, there's a story that my dad kind of always tells people. He says he had me throwing the football at the age of two.
Wow.
And yeah, I know. It was a long, long time ago. But, you know, we have our certain blinds in my house at San Antonio, and supposedly I was, you know, I guess I wasn't that good at such a young age, and I was always damaging the blinds. And he said, you know, whenever I get drafted, you know, that's when those blinds are going to come down. So, you know, those blinds should be coming down at the end of the month, and so they'll have to be replaced. So, you know, that's when I tell people I fell in love with the game.
Who were some quarterbacks that you looked up to growing up as a kid, or maybe even now still?
You know, I think one of the biggest people that I watched this past off season, and, you know, I don't really necessarily have like idols necessarily, but, you know, I go to different people for different parts of their game. But, you know, I speak on, you know, the way my feet need to improve. And the two people that I watched most were, Drew Brees and Tom Brady. And, you know, a lot of people, think, you know, I don't really play like them. And, you know, I can definitely see why they would say that. But, you know, you look at guys who, some of the most prolific passers in NFL history, and, you know, maybe some of the most accurate passers in NFL history. And it obviously comes with a great mind, both of them, but, you know, their feet is what, the roots and, you know, what makes their upper half work. So, those are two guys that I definitely studied and, you know, are definitely going to be Hall of Famers.
You bring up Tom Brady. Now we know he's with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, but he did some good things, obviously, with the New England Patriots, winning six Super Bowls. I read today in the Boston Globe from Jim McBride that you've had a lot of contact with the Patriots. Is that right?
I mean, I talked to them, and, you know, I've talked to multiple teams down at the Senior Bowl. But, you know, I'm just excited to, you know, explore my options, be able to speak to, you know, different teams, you know, like I said, down at the Senior Bowl. And like I said, whatever team drafts me is, you know, getting a hell of a player, a hell of a man, and amazing competitor. So, like I said, I'm excited for the opportunity that's coming at the end of the month.
Well, if I'm Belichick and I go to you, Kellen, you know, like, let's just expand on this a little bit. You said you're getting a hell of a man and a hell of a competitor. Sell me a little bit more on why I should draft you. How would you sell me on why I should draft Kellen Mond?
I mean, I think, like I said before, my resume speaks for itself. And I think, you know, when a player can, you know, one, have the experience that I've had and, you know, really understand, you know, ways to grow and, you know, ways off the field with my leadership and, you know, the way I interact with players, but also, you know, the way that I approach the game, you know, and somebody who can be, you know, self-aware and self-critical of himself at a high level is, you know, always going to continue to grow. So, you know, I think if you look at my growth from my freshman to my sophomore to my junior to my senior year, I think that my resume and, you know, my ability to be self-critical of myself speaks for itself.
Is playing right away very important to you? Are you okay with maybe, let's say, redshirting a year in the NFL and having to sit for a season before they let you start?
You know, I really have, you know, no preference. Obviously, I want to go in and, you know, I want to be the starter. I want to play. But, you know, at the end of the day, I understand that, you know, there's always going to be some type of learning curve. And, you know, one, going to college, but, you know, guys in the NFL, you always have to reinvent yourself every single year. So, you know, I don't mind sitting and, you know, just really learning and grasping from other quarterbacks and just, you know, what I'm able to see on film and just learn. You know, I'm a true student of the game, and just the way that I watch film, you know, I'm super coachable. So, you know, just I think really going in my first year, whether I'm playing or whether I'm not, just being able to learn, I think would be amazing for me.
If you weren't going to be a quarterback, if you weren't going to be a football player, what would you do for a living?
I mean, I wouldn't be doing anything. I really have no idea. I mean, like I said, my dad had me throwing the ball football at 2 years old. So for 19 years, I've been throwing a football, and, you know, I don't see it changing anytime soon.
Well, then I ask you this. What do you do away from football? Like, what's a hobby that you have, something not sports related?
A hobby I have no hobbies that are not sports related or football related. A hobby would be, you know, watching highlights or something on YouTube or watching film, which is almost like a daily thing. So that's what I don't do when I'm not physically going out and playing football. I'm a true student of the game, and I'm a football head. So, that's exactly what I do.
You sleep, you eat, and you breathe football is what you're telling me. It's football, football, football.
Yeah, my mind kind of works like a hamster wheel when it comes to football.
I love that. Well, hey, this was a whole lot of fun. It was a great conversation. We'll be rooting for you. Can't wait to see what your name's going to get called. Good luck and congratulations on the future success.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.